Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wow, after all this time and all those Republican primary debates, after all those speeches and all those mailers, after all those presidential debates and all that punditry, and after all the polling and after all the money being spent, and after all the claims were said and the half-truths were said and the lies were said and the flip-flops were made, we finally are over this presidential election. Here are some things I learned. To list as your top priority to defeat a newly elected president on the day of his inauguration is distasteful to most Americans. Even George W. Bush, a president chosen by the Supreme Court over the actual counting of ballots, was worked with by the opposing party. Money doesn't buy elections all the time, but we can sure waste a lot of money. It appears both sides in this election had more money than they knew what to do with. Things of substance and meaning could have been done with that money. Instead, owners of media outlets, political consultants, print shops, the post office, and other campaign-related businesses made money. I wonder if these short-term jobs are counted in the job reports. The American people, or at least those who take the time to vote, are split on a vision for the future. Or are we? I have a feeling that the split is more contrived than real. The two major parties differ on how to solve our big issues politically, but they agree mostly on what the issues are and that solutions must be found. Campaigns bring out the extremes to make the point of the difference. I think most Americans sitting in the same room would agree with far more than they disagree. The year is 2012. The parties and the candidates need to be in the present. Cultures shift and change with time. Minority groups change and grow in numbers. Age groups change over time. To ignore these realities is at our own peril. The party that embraces these changes, or at least acknowledges them, will probably prevail. Social and religious issues are sideline issues when the country is in trouble. The election showed to me that most of us wanted to hear the candidates' ideas on the economy and job growth and taxes and foreign policy. Reliving battles that have been decided was not a winning strategy. Finally, maybe we learned that talk radio really is just entertainment. These radio show hosts do not speak for the party they agree with. We should tune them out more. The phrase that they can do more harm than good comes to mind. This election is over. Now the hard work of governing begins anew. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.